Hello, and welcome to the Film Fella and Friends podcast. As you might have guessed, this has been recorded after the episode, since as the title suggests, we've split this one into two. Lucky you. Again, I'm joined by the ever-delightful John Wall, aka the pop sensation that is Hi Honey, and our favourite Twitch non-gamer gamer, Alex, known on the interwebs as Quad Banger. Part 2 is full of our usual movie and TV news updates, alongside the ever-waning faith and energy levels of my co-host being locked in a two-hour conversation with me. So sit back, relax, and try your best to stay awake too. Also, before I go, we finally fixed the broken link to our Patreon. That's right, if you head over to www.patreon.com/join/thefilmfellaandfriends, you can help support the pod by donating a quid, or five if you're feeling particularly charitable and flush. We'll be forever grateful and promise to use anything donated towards improving this ever-evolving state of chaos theory that we like to call a podcast. Anyway, enough from me, on with the show! Transition. So, we're back. Regular movie TV news stuff, so because there's a fair amount, I'll just fire through, and if you guys think anything is particularly interesting, just stop me and we'll talk about it. How's that sound?
Cool.
So I imagine that this one will draw some interest. There is a Karen movie in the works starring Taron Manning, who is best known from Orange is the New Black. It's going to be a film which follows a racist, entitled white woman in the South who terrorizes her new African-American neighbors.
That's fucking cringe.
That's got to be a straight to Netflix movie.
I've no idea.
Is it called Karen?
Karen, yeah.
That's just, you're playing off a meme.
Yep.
You're playing off a meme. It's like, it's... Do you know what it made me think of immediately? It made me think of the Emoji Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, garbage as well. Just playing off of something that's interesting right now. Let's do that.
Interesting at the time, yeah. That's the thing. Which
is, by the time it comes out, we'll have moved on. We'll be calling people Shirley or something like that. Shirley. Shirley.
And don't call me Shirley.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Karen.
Don't call me Shirley.
As we mentioned in a couple of episodes back, they've started recasting animated characters of colour, obviously because the people that were playing them felt like they shouldn't be playing it anymore. A lot of them, like, they stepped down. It wasn't the programme said, you've got to go. They just, like, we don't feel right anymore. So we mentioned before that Jenny Slate was playing Missy in the Netflix series Big Mouth. It's now going to be played by Ayo Adebiri, if I'm up and I've not butchered that. And also, not quite related to the people of colour representation change thing, but Family Guy obviously lost Adam West as the mayor, so they have now cast Sam Elliott, who's famous from, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Big Lebowski, the original Hulk 2003 film. He's going to come in and be that new... I don't know if he's going to be the mayor, but he's going to be a new... Oh, it's Sam Elliott as opposed to it being Adam West. It's going to be him instead. So that's for Family Guy.
I didn't know Family Guy was still going, to be honest.
Yeah, I had this discussion the other day with Abs that I feel like it was a thing maybe like 8 or 9 years ago where everyone was like obsessed with it. It was a new cool thing. And as soon as, especially in this country, as soon as it moved off of BBC Three, where there was no adverts and it was on late at night every night and you could watch it, it went to ITV, there's adverts. It's not as...
The reason no one watches it anymore is because it tries too hard. It started off good and then they ran out of jokes and they kept recycling the same ones, yeah.
It's the same as The Simpsons. The Simpsons used to be quite heartfelt and had really decent storylines, and then there's that famous meme where it's like, it shows you like the old Simpsons episode and the new one, and it's like, it says like, Homer learns how to floss, and it's like,
Yeah, they've just lost all sort of sense of purpose. Yeah, no, I agree. But thought I'd mention that anyway.
It came out in 1999 as well, did Family Guy. It's just, it's been out for 21 years.
There's good animated stuff, though, that's coming out now as well that I'd prefer to see. Obviously, we are getting more seasons of new stuff anyway because that's how it works. But, like, can we not just put them down and just move forward with, like, Big Mouth and other stuff?
Let someone else step in. Big Mouth is fantastic. Yeah. Like, just let something else take over. Like, let something else be the big new thing.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys seen this show called Rick and Morty? guys, he turns himself into a pickle. Like, it's the funniest shit.
It's funniest show I've seen.
He turns himself into a fucking pickle. Oh my god.
Man. Beautiful. I love that. In other news, so Game of Thrones, the original, the showrunners for Game of Thrones, so that's David Benioff and Dan Weiss, who a lot of people threw a lot of shade at for the season finales. They have
Was he responsible for the actual
finale, the last seasons and stuff? They were kind of the people that were responsible for the good seasons, but also, like, I think they were overarchingly in control and then just lost the plot at the end. But they are adapting a science fiction novel called The Free Body Problem that's going to be one of their first major projects with Netflix. So they signed a big deal with Netflix after Sky and HBO that does Game of Thrones. They signed them out of their deal basically after that. So their new big thing is they've got a big contract with Netflix to produce new stuff. So they're doing the Free Body Problem, which is a science fiction novel. Can't say I know much more about it. Just thought I'd mention it.
Cool.
In news that's sure to tickle John Wall, I hope. Keanu Reeves reveals he will play John Wick as far as my legs can take me and as far as the audience wants to go. So John Wick.
Absolutely all the way.
Chapter 50. Space. Oh, I will, he's just going to keep going.
I will watch every John Wick film until Keanu Reeves dies.
Kicks or, it, yeah. Or I die. See like an elderly John Wick.
I don't think Keanu can die.
No, I don't. Until I die, then.
Because if you've seen him in Cyberpunk, 2077, he plays Silverhand? Fuck, I don't remember his name. He plays somebody, but he's actually a hologram. He's not there because, like, the Cyberpunk is based on a board game called Cyberpunk 2030 something, and Johnny Silverhand, or whatever he's called, who Keanu's playing, he's like normal age in that. So by the time this one comes out, like, he's dead. So all I'm saying is Keanu Reeves is a hologram.
A hologram?
holograms can't die. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about Cyberpunk.
Excellent. this one will possibly get to Alex. So Daisy Ridley has opened up about the rise of Skywalker, saying that Rey's parentage changed several times during shooting, including her being a Kenobi. Alex, okay. At the back. Yes, you put your hand up. Yes.
So do you remember when we talked about Rise of Skywalker and like how I thought it was good, and John was like, "Oh, it's not that good," and you were sort of in the middle. Mm. I have retconned my entire opinion on all three of those films, and I don't think any of them should exist.
Yes.
They are by and large the worst things to happen to the entire, like, the prequels are better than the sequels.
Yes.
Because in the prequels, at least there's a fucking coherent story that's different to this, it's different to the original trilogy.
The prequels actually make sense, they work as prequels.
They exist, they're there,
the sequels don't work as sequels. It's just the original trilogy again, except what happened is the directors fell out with each other because fucking, who is it? Abrams handed off that script to
Colin Trevorrow.
To Rianne, and he went, no. Then you could tell.
Colin Trevorrow, they were trying to do it with different people and too many different stuff. Like,
this is the thing, why didn't they just have Abrams do the whole thing?
Yeah.
And then at least it would have been okay, at best. Even though he did rip off the first fucking film in the first one. Sorry, I have changed my opinion massively, and I think Rise of Skywalker is an absolute... I think it's better than Last Jedi. Everything's better than Last Jedi. Like, I got sand in a cut once. That was better than The Last Jedi. What was I saying?
You got so angry you forgot what you were saying.
But no. The Last Jedi, it's not The Last Jedi, The Rise of Skywalker, it's just so bad. you could tell it was rushed, and you could tell that Abrams was trying to fit two films into one because he wanted to just do his middle film. You could tell the middle film was in there as well.
Yeah.
You could tell 100%. Everything. Yeah.
I mean, my biggest takeaway from it after reflection as well, and after seeing, we've got some Mandalorian news in a second, but John mentioned that when he finally watched The Mandalorian, he decided that that was the best thing that he's
seen.
That's
the best thing. No, hang on. So,
go on.
The sequel trilogy was the worst thing that's ever happened to Star Wars, and The Mandalorian was the best thing that's ever happened to Star Wars.
Mm.
That's it.
That's what I was getting at, is that it's way better, isn't it? It's far better in every way. So I guess we might as well mention The Mandalorian Season 2 trailer. Did you guys see it?
No.
No. Yes.
It's coming out on the 30th of October, so it's in a couple of weeks. So that's exciting. We've got something to watch over Christmas, which would be nice.
Over Christmas? I'll watch it in like a fucking...
Well, it's one episode a week, isn't it?
But it's only like seven episodes, isn't it, usually?
Oh, yeah. Maybe just up to Christmas. Get you to Christmas. But
just got to make it till Christmas.
God blesses everyone.
Do you guys see the Borat 2 trailer?
Oh, God, what?
No. Is that a thing?
Borat 2 has been recorded in secret for the past year.
Didn't he get fucking slated for doing the first one?
He got banned from Kazakhstan.
Yes. So Borat 2 is about Borat having to go back to America with his daughter. I think he's trying to find a husband. I'm not 100% sure, but he goes back incognito because he believes that he's too famous thanks to the original film. So it's been described as Sasha playing Borat playing Sasha, but it's got there's a political undertone to it because it's set during the elections, and it's coming out on October the 23rd, just before the re-elections for this year. So I think he's taking a stab at Trump with it. But it's coming exclusively to Amazon Prime. So if you haven't seen the trailer for that, I would check it out. But I think he's gonna upset some governmental figures. Al?
Hmm?
Are you okay?
I trust Sacha Baron Cohen. I trust him in whatever he does because he's a genius. That's it. That's my only take. I think anything that he releases is always got an undertone of like absolute gold, because like that man has his head on a fucking swivel. Like, he's really funny, but he's also like incredibly political person, and he's like, I don't know, I always end up agreeing with everything that he says, but like he's just really funny, and
that's it. It's just really funny.
Borat was really funny, and Borat 2 will probably be really funny. Be funny as well. Like, that's it. And I literally said this to someone yesterday. I will never not find my wife funny. Like, I just, it's just like, you break it out at the right time. But it's my best mate Bob. He's got a wife, and like, he literally said it. He said something about his wife yesterday, and immediately, without even thinking about it, I just went, my wife. it's just funny. It's always going to be funny to me.
We'll move on. I'll try and shuft us along. So there's a new Blumhouse film coming out. It's another horror film called Freaky, which, as you probably can guess, there's a trailer for it, and it's alluding to Freaky Friday. But like, they've done a twist. The twist is that it's a slasher horror with Vince Vaughn playing the serial killer who switches bodies with a teenage girl. So then the teenage girl is obviously Vince Vaughn trying to kill people, and she's playing, you know, he's playing a teenage girl in the film, basically, like an adult man acting like a teenage girl. It's meant to come out on Friday the 13th, but I've seen some stuff saying it's coming out on the 4th of December.
Didn't Vince Vaughn already do Psycho? Wasn't he already Psycho in Psycho?
What, like an update version?
The remake of Psycho.
I've not seen it.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's... Hang on. Everyone stare there.
Maybe that's where we've gone with the first
place. Shut up and stare there.
I'll stare at you.
Psycho remake. Psycho, 1998. That's... It wasn't 1998, was it? Oh my god, it was 98? I thought it was like 2010. Oh god, why is time so fleeting? Yeah, they remade Psycho in 1998, and Vince Vaughn.
So you reckon that's why they've cast him, and then flipped it, because obviously he's a comedian as well.
Yeah. I think Ashley might be it as well. Yeah, no, he played Norman Bates.
Norman Bates.
I don't know if you guys can hear this, and I don't know if anyone that does listen to this can hear it, but there's someone using like an axle grinder next door. So if you hear that, I can't get rid of it. I'm sorry. Tough. In slightly upsetting news, we lost Dame Diana Rigg, the star of Game of Thrones, the Queen of Thorns, and also she was in James Bond on Her Majesty's Secret Service. So she died of cancer a few weeks ago, aged 82. So RIP.
Good innings, 82.
We've got an upcoming pirate comedy called Our Flag Means Death.
It should have been called Our Flag.
That would have been way better. Especially considering the person that's writing this and directing it is Taika Waititi. I would have thought that he would have
shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, bro. Back off, bro. Back off, dude.
That's coming to...
Back off, dude.
Jeez. That's coming to HBO Max. So.
Get away from me.
Back off, dude.
Pirate comedy, Taika Waititi. What's not to potentially like about that?
It
is an interesting one that might arouse some interest from Quad.
Hello.
I imagine it might anyway. Rowan Atkinson, a.k.a. Mr. Bean, for people that don't know, is rumoured to be playing Adolf Hitler in the next Peaky Blinders series.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's okay.
Okay.
That's a DJ. Thing that's happening, for sure.
I don't know if any of you guys have seen, obviously, I'm a football fan, so I've kept an eye on it. It's a bit interesting because it's to do with films and TV stuff. So Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia are potentially going to buy Welsh Conference Premier side Wrexham AFC.
Is that how you say his surname?
What?
Is that how you say his surname?
McElhenney?
You said McElhenney. Is that how you say it?
Well, I think so.
Is it not McElhenney?
It could be McElhenney. I don't know.
It sounded like he said McLennery the first time anyway.
Rob McLaren. I've never said his name out loud.
McElhenney?
McLarenny.
McElhenney?
McElhenney.
You do realize
this is going to be a full podcast now of us guys just staying out of the loop.
We keep doing this. We are going to summon a leprechaun.
Disney's live-action Peter Pan and Wendy finds its Tinkerbell. So it's going to be the blackish and grownish TV series star, Yara Shahidi. Shahidi joins Jude Law, who is set to play Captain Hook.
Jude Law's playing Captain Hook?
Yes. I was waiting for you to react to that.
Sorry, my boss texts me saying, can I work tomorrow? And I do need the work. I went, can you put me on in the morning? Because I've got something to do in the evening. And he was like, yeah, 100%. And I just texted him back. I barely know this guy. I just texted him back just going, count me in, son. I'm like, did I just call my boss son? Sorry. At least I'm working tomorrow. That's good.
That is good. That is good. Keeping the wheels of the economy going.
But it's not that. It's just making sure I don't die of, you know, no money. Yeah.
But yeah, Jude Law as Captain Hook, John. You sounded like you were going to add something to that.
Excited.
Excellent.
This is why you're on the podcast. Fucking little nuggets like that. How do you feel about that? Or like a really long pause, like.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
So are you guys hype about this?
There's going to be a biopic film about the making of The Godfather. It's with Barry Levinson, he's set to direct. It's got Oscar Isaac starring as Francis Ford Coppola and Jake Gyllenhaal set to star as Robert Evans. I don't know who's playing Marlon Brando. I have no idea where that's going, but you all right?
Sounds cool.
Sounds cool. Keep going.
I'm here to give you give you the commentary that you're asking for. I'll let you do the talking.
I'll let you just carry on. Just there, I'll let you back going. Oh, it was a Godfather.
Godfather, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Godfather. Did either of you guys
pretty rad, bro?
Try and bring you back. Did either of you guys watch the Enola Holmes film on Netflix?
Well, I started watching it. I got about halfway through and I was like, she's a good actor. She always has been. But this film is fucking boring.
It is. I fell asleep during it. But they're doing a spin-off with Henry Cavill playing Sherlock Holmes.
Henry Cavill's so sexy.
Fair enough.
I couldn't take my eyes off The Witcher. I watched the whole thing. I don't do this anymore. Like, you know me, I don't consume media. I don't even know why I'm on this podcast. I watched The Witcher because I'm a big fan of the books. And, like, I just remember just being staring at it the
whole
time. He is
a very,
like,
good-looking man.
This is incredible.
The bathtub scene.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Fuck. He's so good. He's so good as girl. Oh, my God. Anyway, sorry, that's old news. Carry on.
Cool. Yeah. In other news, Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman is getting a TV series starring Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right. So there's going to be a TV series of his character, like a continuation of the Gentleman film series.
Not bad.
Guy Ritchie.
Mm.
Guy Ritchie. Mm.
It's just all of his films are just...
I like him.
I like The Gentleman. The Gentleman were good.
They're good, but it's just like you can tell he just wants... He just wants to live in the 1940s. Do you know what I mean? Like, as a, not the 40s, the 50s. He wants to live in the 1950s as a gangster.
Like a British gangster.
Yeah, he just, what, you fucking mugs. shut up, you slag. And it's just like, oh, Guy, could you just, even though, oh, God, I did actually watch the King Arthur film he made. And I've got to praise him for going after something which isn't in his wheelhouse normally. But Jesus Christ, it was just a bunch of people swinging swords around going, Hunnam? You slag! Because that's all he knows.
Is that the one with Charlie Hunnam?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Good film. I liked that.
I hadn't seen it.
I didn't enjoy it. I just thought, like, I was just like.
Have you seen the Sherlock Holmes ones they did?
No.
They're really good films. The ones with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, they're Guy Ritchie, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Quite, slightly different. They're more child friendly.
Huh. Oh. Sorry. Something fell over.
Right. In slightly shit news, I guess, Cineworld have obviously had to close and they're laying off a load of staff. Cineworld.
I was going to say, like, what's sad about SeaWorld closing? They shouldn't be keeping those fish in there anyway. Anyway, that's enough environmentalism from me. Cineworld.
All right, Captain Planet.
Fire! Earth, Odeon. Wind! Fire! Water! And podcast!
All our powers combined! I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet,
he's a hero.
Gotta bring
pollution down to zero. We've got to stop.
We're all keep going forever.
No, we're all out of sync, and we will end up getting
stuck in a loop.
No, just we'll get DMCA'd if we carry on. Yeah. That was perfect. Pitch perfect.
I was going to add, just moving on to that. If anyone does listen to this podcast and you've got Cineworld, we don't. But you can go to Odeon and use your Cineworld card, and they'll give you a discount because they're still open. So I thought that was pretty cool, I guess. We got a new trailer for Ryan Reynolds' Free Guy. Have you seen the trailer for this, guys? Oh.
No.
No? No? Okay, cool. He plays a video game character. It's another trailer. We've already mentioned it on the podcast before. Go check that out. Robert Downey Jr., speaking of the devil that we've just mentioned, is planning a Sherlock Holmes cinematic universe.
What?
So he wants to do a cinematic universe based in the Sherlock Holmes Guy Ritchie films, so that's weird that you mentioned
actually,
that, John.
Actually, I did like those films. I did like the films. They
cool.
were really good.
Really cool.
I really like the fight scenes where he's in his head just going, I'm going to punch him in the side and then blah, 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 like that. It's just like, no, 45 degree angle. Blah, blah, blah,
and at the end, he gives it like a review. He says something like, victim will be left in pain, agonizing pain, or something like that.
I thought it was really elementary. Good. I enjoyed elemental, however he says.
Elementary.
Yo, elemental. Sherlock Holmes. Yo. Bro, that was so elemental.
Right, I'll keep us moving. So there's a film coming out called Super High, starring Craig Robinson and Andy Samberg. It's about weed-fueled superheroes. So, I mean...
This is the worst fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. This is honestly... I hate... Like, right, weed, fine. It's fine what it is. I hate weed culture. I just hate it so much. There are some good weed films, but, like, most of it's just... Pineapple Express is a fucking masterpiece. But weed culture is so like, woo, weed. It's just like, buddy, it's not a personality
weed
trait.
Weed is tight, bro. Weed is tight.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when you meet someone who's like, who doesn't identify with anything apart from the fact that they smoke weed, it's just like, dude, you really need to like work on your personality a little bit. Anyway, it's just another thing that I hate.
There by Quad.
Yeah. I've got a bunch of things I can talk about that with, but one, because I do need to...
Keep growing your personality.
I need to leave at some point.
Right. In what can only be described as nightmare fuel, there's going to be a live-action animated hybrid series of Thomas the Tank Engine as a film. It's in the works by Mattel, who are the toy company, and it's going to be a modern and unexpected interpretation and be helmed by World War Z and Christopher Robin director
is live
Mark
action?
Foster.
Is Thomas Tank Engine like a fucking Northern Rail or something?
With a face.
I can't wait for that.
It's going to be awful.
I can't wait for that.
Is it still going to be called the fucking like Fat Controller as well? Or is that going to be like...
I don't think you can call it that
what I mean.
The Morbidly Obese Controller.
Morbidly Obese?
Isn't it a bit shitty that they all call him the Fat Controller anyway, not just the Controller?
That isn't
like, do you remember when it got changed and everyone was like, oh, you can't say anything anymore? I was just like, but isn't it mean, isn't it?
I thought that was his first name.
And then
his second name was Fat Controller.
It's like anyone else. It's just
and then
like
his mum's called Mother Controller.
It's like, did you realise these, like, this is someone working on trains called the Ugly Conductor, and it's just like, someone calls him to his face one day and they go, are you, oh, you're the Ugly Conductor, and he's like, what? It's just, like, did someone eventually say, oh, Fat Controller, and he's like, excuse me?
Like, maybe the film will just hone into that and just follow him, like... Well,
that's what I mean, like, were they calling him behind his back? Because if they were, that's horrible. Anyway, like...
Moving on to completely different territory. So apparently the Amazon Lord of the Rings series will contain nudity and maybe sex scenes.
Yes!
What? Why are they making it? What?
Oh, fucking. You can beep that out if you want. I think it'd be funny.
Some excellent kink shaming in there. Oh,
some elf titties!
I don't get it. What could they possibly be doing in it?
Show me those ancient babs!
We've mentioned it before on this podcast. I think it's not going to be the films. It's going to be a continuation of or a prequel. I'm not sure what.
No one likes prequels, and why are they making a sequel when they don't need
to? There is already a prequel to Lord of the Rings, actually.
It's called
The Hobbit. There is actually a prequel to The Hobbit. It's called The Silmarillion.
Yes, it is.
They're supposed to be doing something like that at some point, but, you know... Who really cares?
I don't know if you guys know who this guy is, but Alan Tudyk, the comedic actor, is going to be playing a super convincing alien playing an exceptionally unconvincing human in his new series, Resident Alien, which is coming out next year.
Never going to watch it.
Yeah, no, that sounds... I'm not sold.
I thought it looked quite good. The trailer's like... They've done a trailer where it's like 8 minutes of the start of the first episode.
So tell me, Jordan, how many elf boobs am I going to see in Resident Alien? None. Okay, next item.
Oh, jeez. Ewan McGregor has confirmed that the Disney Plus Obi-Wan Kenobi series will begin filming.
Who's McGregor?
I get it. Oh,
you and who?
So funny. Hilarious.
John's laughing.
Apparently, it's going to begin filming in March next year. So We've lost
personally.
John.
All right, personally, back onto Star Wars. I can't wait for that because Ewan McGregor was one of the best things about the prequel series.
Yes, agreed.
He really Exciting. Was.
You are my brother,
John. You're.
You are my brother, Anakin.
I loved you.
I loved you.
I burnt you to death. No, no. Ewan McGregor. The prequels did have a lot of problems, but.
I really like the prequels. I don't know.
No.
I don't know why everyone gives a shit.
You know what?
I think they were sick.
Do you know what? Phantom Menace isn't great. It's a bit of nothing.
I loved that film when it came out because I loved that film.
It's a bit slow and it doesn't really go anywhere. I thought Attack of the Clones was great.
Yes.
And I thought the Revenge of the Sith is easily one of the best Star Wars films.
It's the best prequel film.
No, it's one of the best Star Wars films.
100%. Because that's when everything finally fucking comes together and everything starts to make
and
sense.
Ewan McGregor was fantastic in them.
In those films.
In those films. He like in the parts that weren't that great as well, I think he really held the film up. So him having his own series makes a lot of sense. Also, Obi-Wan Kenobi's a fucking badass character that needs exploring a little bit more in the new Disney universe.
Oh, Big John Kenobi.
Agreed.
Big John Kenobi. Qui-Gon Jinn here.
Jordy.
Jordy.
Jordy Binks.
No, I was going to do that!
Oh, the synergy. The absolute synergy. Did you guys see the Hulu trailer for the Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain returning?
I did not.
It was a Jurassic Park spoof, so I imagine that you won't have liked it that much. But were you fans of Animaniacs and Pinky and
Absolutely.
The Brain as kids?
What should we do today? Same thing we do every day.
Pinky, try to take over the world.
So yeah, I don't know if they're aiming it more towards adults or what, but they're bringing it back. So that's exciting.
I saw the trailer for it when they did the Jurassic Park thing. I saw the trailer for it.
Animaniacs, is it?
Yes.
Is that what Freakazoid spun off from? Do you ever remember Freakazoid?
Yeah.
No,
I remember Freakazoid. It was like a blue guy. And then he also had like that hand guy. It was just like his hand.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know if Freakazoid was on there. I can't remember what Freakazoid was on.
It was on Fox Kids, but I can't remember if it was on something before that and it just came on to Fox Kids. But that was the best thing that ever happened. I'll have a can of ash and some coffee. You saved my life. Can I do anything? I'll have a can of ash and some coffee. Just kept saying it.
I have no idea.
Just me? Tough crowd. Carry on.
will you watch that if it comes back and it's aimed more sort of...
Is it a series? Probably not.
Cartoon humor. Yeah, it'd be series. Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
I'll think about it. Probably won't though.
Cool. Excellent. Let's move on. Patty Jenkins, who's the director for Wonder Woman, is re-teaming up with Gal Gadot to do a Cleopatra movie told through the woman's eyes. Next.
That could be cool.
Furiosa, the Mad Max Fury Road prequel film that we keep hearing about, has now cast Anya Taylor-Joy, who was she was in New Mutants. She's the blonde girl in New Mutants. She's also in Glass and she was in Peaky Blinders, the most recent season, which I didn't realise until earlier. Chris Hemsworth's been cast, and Yahya Abdul-Mateen, who is in Watchmen and The Matrix 4. So they're going to be in Furiosa. It's going to be like a prequel about how she became who she became.
I only watched Fury Road for the first time over there. Very good film.
Really good film.
Yes.
Like, really, really good. 2015, I think. Like, one of the best films, 2015. I can't remember if it won
Very
any awards.
Good. It kept telling me to watch it on Netflix, so I thought, you know what? I'll give in to your ways. I'll watch this.
I want a sequel to that. Like, I want another Mad Max with Tom Hardy more than I want the Furiosa prequel. And, well, I'll take Mel Gibson if he's going, but I'll move on because it looks like Quad's losing the will to live. There's a film that's been announced called Don't Look Up, coming out in 2021. It's about a pair of astronomers who try to warn everyone on Earth that a giant meteoroid will come and destroy the planet in 6 months. Now, the reason that I mentioned this film is that it's got a huge cast and it's by the same producer that made The Big Short Ant-Man and the other guys. So obviously The Big Short had all those cameo appearances with celebrities, which is apparently how this film's going to be. And it's got DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Cate Blanchett, Meryl Streep, Jonah Hill, Matthew Perry, Ariana Grande, Hamish Patel, and they keep adding people to it. So it's coming out at some point next year, and I think it's going to be like one of those dark comedies where obviously something really bad's going to happen, but to explain it, they might bring, and here's Ariana Grande to explain meteorites or something like that. It's going to be sort of that type of film. Thought that sounded quite good. It's just been announced. Thoughts? Or shall I move on?
You do it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't interested in that.
Excellent. Dexter is returning with a 10-episode limited series. It's coming back after 8 years. Michael C. Hall is going to be back to reprise the role, and it's going to
Michael
be the original...
Chall.
It's going to be the original showrunner as well. So I don't know. Like, a lot of people complained that the finale for Dexter was terrible.
No, the finale was all right. The last 20 seconds were just stupid because it just showed him sat as a lumberjack.
That's what you do, though.
Just
isn't
sat eating his fucking breakfast.
That's what I want
to
do.
Is there anything you particularly like him to do, like when he comes back, other than kill people? Before you say it,
I want him to get caught, like fully. He never got fully caught. That's why everyone kicked off. I don't know if you were planning on watching it. If you were, then I fucked.
Back in the day when we worked together at Sainsbury's, John, I used to watch it, but then I feel like someone spoiled it.
So I don't think I did spoil it. I think you... Also, the amount of shit that you spoiled for me, back off. Back off, dude.
Dude, back off.
Cool, right. In the last bit of sort of random film news, I Know What You Did Last Summer is coming back as a rebooted TV series on Amazon. Yeah. It's got the producer, James Wan.
You tried it with Scream, it was shit. I'm going to try it again with this, it's going to be shit.
It's the producer who did Aquaman and is doing the new Mortal Kombat that's coming out. But that's all we know about it. And just to wrap this bit up, movies that have moved, before we get to the special bit that I saved for John. So Death on the Nile has moved to December the 18th this year, but it'll probably move again. No Time to Die has been delayed until the 2nd of April next year and has killed the cinema industry because basically everyone's followed it. So June, as Alex mentioned right at the beginning of potentially part one of this episode, the trailer dropped and now the film's been moved until October next year. Candyman has been cancelled this year and has been moved to next year. The Kingsman is next February. Steven Spielberg's West Side Story is next December. Jurassic World Dominion has been moved until 2022, which I'm really upset about, obviously. And the big one, Disney and Pixar are going to release Soul, which is that little animated film about when that guy dies. But they're going to put it on Disney Plus on the 25th of December. But apparently, as far as I'm aware anyway, they're not going to charge for it.
Oh, that's nice. Chris.
So it's just going to be put on there. So every cloud, I guess. I guess, since I've just floated through all that and you both look like you're about to die, I'll do this last bit that's for John that I saved. So do you remember when we used to do a little section called Nick Cage News?
I do.
Well, we have some Nick Cage news.
Go on then, hit me with the Nick Cage news.
You better not. If Nick Cage is dead, I'm quitting.
At the time of recording, he's still alive, so we're good.
That's fine. I'll stick around.
Great, thanks. Nicolas Cage is set to play a hard-drinking southern swamp dragon.
What?
Set in an Amazon series based on the book High Fire.
Give me a second here. The first time that we ever did Nick Cage news, you said to me, Nick Cage is retiring. He's doing one last film where he plays himself, and then he's not doing anything else.
Correct, yeah. That was true. That was something he said.
Okay.
And now he's doing more films. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
I thought he was fucking moving to Somerset or something.
Yeah, he goes to a local down there, doesn't he? He's a pub.
I'm pretty sure he said like he was retiring and moving there.
It's quite nice, isn't it? Just at your local, Nick Cage. It's just at your local little town pub and in walks Nick Cage. So, yeah. Alcoholic Swamp Dragon. I don't even know where to sort of begin with that one. I just thought it'd be interesting. And finally, Nicolas Cage was initially cast to play Doctor Doom in the original Fantastic Four.
Who?
So Nick Cage was going to play Doctor Doom in 2005's Fantastic Four.
Who did he get? Johan...
Cool.
No. Where was he? No,
I know, yeah.
Johan Jones? He had a Welsh name. I know that much.
I can't remember his... Yeah, I liked him, but I do feel like Nicolas Cage would have brought a very crazy element to the role. Anything you want to add? I saved this bit for the end because I thought, oh, this will perk him up after I've bored him to death. But
it's fun news, isn't it?
Look at the fun news. The fun news was good. John, did you enjoy the fun news?
Shall I end this podcast? Shall we go to the outro? Let's go to the outro.
I really need to ring my doctor before five.
Are you dying?
I'm not dying. I just need to go get something.
Good. I just wanted to make sure you weren't sat dying and were just holding.
No, I'm not dying. I just need to go collect something.
Cool. No, excellent. Great. So we'll go to the outro now. Transition.
Sorry.
And that's the end of this episode, which hopefully may potentially be a part one of the part two now. So if you're hearing this, you'll hear it twice. As always, please give us a follow on Twitter. Our handle is @the_film_fella. You can also find us on Facebook at The Film Fella and Friends, and you can follow us on Instagram at The Film Fella. Over to you, Hi Honey.
Mine is Hi Honey X. Thanks.
Excellent. He's also got, have you got some new music out? Is there any more new tracks that we can mention? Or what's your latest?
I don't know.
God, I don't know, mate. So terrible at this. Go listen to his music. It's on all major streaming platforms, Spotify, you name it. Hi, Honey. Go check it out. It'll love you forever. Quad, do you want to give us where you are at?
Twitch.tv/QuadBanger. I'm okay. I'm okay. Like, don't come for the gameplay. There is none. I blew a watermelon up. I made a collage of dogs in Halloween costumes. This is just some of the things we've done recently. Yeah, it's going good. So, GG's everyone. Well played. Good game.
Are you still on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 8?
Wow. I am.
See, that was the bit you were missing.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, no.
And you can also follow you on Twitter is it Quad Banger now?
It's still underscore. You can follow me on Twitter if you want. But
so,
like,
Quad_Banger. You still doing the Instagram? Is it alex.is.tv?
I deleted all my social media.
Okay, so it is just...
I'm very, very difficult to find. I'm not on Facebook, I'm not on Instagram, I'm just on Twitter.
Okay, so at @Quad_Banger or at twitch.tv/Quad_Banger. Go check him out because he's hilarious, and hopefully we're going to try and do a more regular show that's shorter than this one where we can have you on more. That'd be fun. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere that you can get your podcasts. We've got an RSS feed that'll be in the description as always if you want to stick it somewhere else. Give us a subscribe, follow. If you go on iTunes, give us a star review on the podcast section. That'll help out.
Just one star.
I mean, if you give one star, we're going to disappear into the oblivion. Just please like us.
Stars are pretty big, though, so like...
They are pretty big. Give us a subscribe, follow, all of that. If you want to send any questions, you can tweet us, or you can send us an email at thefilmfellaandfriends@gmail.com. We only seem to get random emails from, like, random American people trying to get us to review
Why
stuff.
Why are they random? But
I don't know, because whenever I email back, they don't reply, so... we'll be back very soon. It looks like John's losing the will to live, so we will do our review, our Be Right or Proper Shite episode on Unhinged and Bill and Ted Face the Music maybe next week and get back into the swing. Because they're still on at the cinema and there's nothing else to watch, so we'll tell you whether to do that or not.
The answer is
and
yes.
Until next time. the answer is yes. And until next time.
Stay fresh. Eat your vegetables.
Keep it real.
All right. Stay fresh, listeners.
Hi, I'm Dietrich.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Ben.
We're from the podcast That Song From That Movie, the journey through the very best and worst of movie songs.
We want you to join us on our voyage across the cinematic sound waves as we take a deep dive on a new song and movie each week to figure out just what makes them tick.
Already we've set sail with Celine Dion on the Titanic, found a friend in Toy Story, and gotten drenched out in the rain with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Hopefully each breakdown allows us to answer the ultimate question of what's better, the movie or the song. Or at least learn something new along the way.
Just like learning that Toy Story 4 is a meaningless cash grab without a soul.
You can subscribe right now on all good podcast platforms. If you use one of the bad ones, then that's on you, and we can't be held responsible.
Subscribe to That Song From That Movie.